May the peace of the Lord be with all brothers and sisters.
愿主耶稣丰盛的恩惠常常与大家同在。
May the abundant grace of the Lord be always with you.
感谢主耶稣有机会再来到我们的教会。
Thanks the grace of God, I have this opportunity to revisit Vancouver Church again.
到一个新的地方，常常有新的学习跟感受。
To be at a new place, there's always new lesson to be learned.
小弟记得第一次到夏威夷去的时候。
I recall the first time I visited Hawaii.
到 Honolulu 教会，那是一个大城市。
And I went to the church in Honolulu, which was where it was a huge city.
结束的时候，大家握手道平安。
And when I concluded my trip, everyone just shook hand and we departed.
可是到马威岛的时候呢，结束的时候，他们二十几个信徒排成一排。
And as I was in Maui, before I left Maui.All of the members, around 20-some people, they line up in a line.
每个人都会给你一个 hug and kiss, 就是抱你一下，给你一个亲脸颊这样子。
And every one of them will give you a hug and a kiss.
我那时候不晓得，没有遇过这样的情形，那个手不晓得要放哪里。
And that was my first experience of that, and I didn't know where to place my hand.
不晓得放肩膀呢，还是放哪里，还是放后面，不知道。
I don't know if I were to hug them with my arms around their neck or around their waist or behind my back.
那马威结束又回到一个岛，叫做卡哇伊岛。
And after my trip in Maui Island, I went to another island called Kauai.
那一个女执事跟我一块去。
And there was a deaconess who went with me with my trip.
怎么下飞机的时候呢？一个高高的女姐妹呢，来跟她亲嘴问安，那是嘴对嘴的问安呢。
And there was a tall sister who came to receive us. And the moment when she saw the deaconess, she hugged her and kissed. They both kissed with their lips.
那我就想说，哎呀，这下糟糕了，下一个轮到我怎么办呢？
And I was thinking myself, oh dear, what am I going to do if I have the next?
如果他也来跟我嘴亲嘴，回家很难跟太太交代了哦。
And if we were to kiss, how am I going to answer my wife?
还有感谢主，后来才会见到他们是母女啊。
And later on, I realized that well, they are actually mother and daughter.
那个时候刚好是五月的第二个礼拜。
And that was at the time of the second week of May.
我就发觉到说呢，那个他们几乎是一个家族的聚会，在那一个安息日呢，他们大家整个家庭都是嘴对嘴的亲嘴问安，非常的奇特的文化。
And I realized that in the service, all of their family members they hug each other and kiss each other with lips, and I would think that it's quite a very special kind of culture.
那个图画呢，一直深深地印在我的脑筋里面，非常温馨的图画。
The very picture and scenario of that incident remained in my mind, and which was a warm and also an affectionate one.
小弟今天晚上想用看你的母亲，我们来谈一谈家庭之间的伦理
And tonight, this evening, I would like to use the topic "Behold Your Mother."To serve as an encouragement all of you in terms of handling your family matters.
我们来看约翰福音的十九章二十七节。
Let's turn to Gospel of John chapter 19, verse 27.
约翰福音十九章二十七节。
John chapter 19, verse 27.
十九章二十七节，新约一百五十七页。
John chapter 19, verse 27.
又对那门徒说，看你的母亲。耶稣基督在十字架上面讲七句话。
There were seven words that Jesus said on the cross.
每一句话都很有意义，因为那是在很困难的情况下讲出来的。
Every word of Jesus was meaningful because those are the most important words.
那耶稣这里提到说，看你的母亲。
Jesus said over here, "Behold your mother."
可见主耶稣非常注重人跟人之间的那种亲情。
I could see that Jesus placed an emphasis on human relationship.
我们移民到欧美的社会呢，我们发觉到文化有一点不一样。
Having migrated to the Western world, we found that the culture And tradition here is quite different.
我记得我小孩子念中文学校的时候呢，我就把他的课本拿过来看一看。
I still could recall when my son went to the high school and I
中文学校
excuse me, the Chinese school, I took a look at his textbook.
他那个第一课就讲说这个我爱爸爸。
The very first lesson it said, I love my father.
我也爱妈妈。
And I also love my mother.
这个爸爸早起看书报。
And my father woke up early to read newspaper.
妈妈早起勤打扫。
And my mother woke up early to clean the house.
就看到说中国人的文化会教导这个伦理的关系，公民与道德。
And we could see that how the Chinese value in terms of family and the roles of each family member.
那我就看到我儿子在学校带回来的功课。
And I also look at the homework that my son brought back to home.
那时候他正读幼稚园。
At that time, he was in a kindergarten.
那我翻到了第一页，他就写个英文字哈，我最喜欢吃什么。
And the very first page of the homework, he wrote, "What are the?"
老师问的，我最喜欢吃什么。
There's a question asked by the teacher on the very first page of the homework. It says that, "What do you like to eat?"
那我儿子就画一个，他还是不太会写字，就画一个饼干。
And my son did not know how to write still, so he instead drew a biscuit.
第二页。
On the second page.
我最喜欢摸什么？
And what would you like to touch most?
我看我儿子也是画一个饼干。
And my son also drew another cookie.
第三页，你最喜欢闻什么？
And on the third page, it asks, what would you like to smell?
还是一个饼干。
And he again drew another cookie.
那我就会觉得西方的教育是教你怎么样去阐述自己的感觉。
And I realized that the Western value is such that you always try to discover your own needs, your feelings.
去展现自己的所有。
And then also to express your ability.
所以我们就会觉得说，有时候在这样的一个文化下面呢，孩子的表现也不一样。
And I realized that children will behave differently under this kind of cultural influence.
记得我们在台湾的高中生呢，情绪不好就跳红楼自杀。
And I remember that there are some high school students in Taiwan. They committed suicide by jumping off into the river.
这边的高中生呢，情绪不好就拿枪出去杀别人。
And I realized that the high school student in the States that whenever they're feeling down, they just bring a gun and shot at someone.
所以真的不同的文化教育出来的孩子感受也不一样。
And I do see the different kind of feelings of these children grew up in different places.
更令人难过的是，在社会上常常看到有一些不好的新闻。
The most the saddest of all is that there are many news that we hear over the news.
我看到《世界日报》在刊载有一个孩子十几岁，爸爸妈妈都做餐馆。
And I saw a news on the Chinese World Journal newspaper that these parents were working in the restaurant.
那给孩子买最好的摩托车给他提供都是最好的。
And they bought all the best things for their child.
那孩子会带同学回家呢，整晚玩闹啊。
And the son brought some of his companions home just to play all night.
妈妈说你拜托一下好不好，我们这么早就要起床，你这样子我们怎么做生意呢？
And the mother said, if you were to continue playing overnight, how are we going to wake up next morning?
这个孩子一气之下呢，要同他的朋友晚上拿了刀砍了父母亲九十几刀啊。
So this youth at that very night asked his companion to come along with some knives and stab 90 over times over his parents.
我们看到那个新闻，那个年轻人长得又高又清秀，怎么会做出这样子不道德的事情呢？
And it is quite sad to see such a tall and nice looking young man, and how could such a thing happen?
所以我们今天基督徒哦，我们要遵守圣经的教训。圣经上神对人的第一个诫命呢，就是当孝敬父母。
And therefore, as a Christian, we must abide by the Bible tightly that the first commandment of all is to honor our parents.
真的，圣经上非常重视这个孝顺的道理。耶稣基督再一个补充，我们看马太福音。
Let's continue reading on book of Matthew.
马太福音十五章。
Matthew chapter 15.
马太福音十五章
Matthew chapter 15
第五节
Verse 5
马太福音十五章第五节
Matthew chapter 15 verse 5
第五节读到第九节
Let's read from verse 5 to 9
十五章第五节
Chapter 15 verse 9
你们倒说无论何人对父母亲说我所当奉给你的已经做了贡献了第六节他就可以不孝敬父母这是你们借着遗传毁了神的诫命第七节
Verse 7,
假冒为善的人呐、啊，以赛亚指着你们说的预言是不错的他说第八节
Verse 8,
这百姓用嘴唇尊敬我殉切远离我他们将人的吩咐当作道理 教导人所以拜我也是枉然法利赛人他们认为他们的钱只要拿去奉献就可以了
The Pharisees only see the importance of offering money
所以父母就不用奉养了
Therefore, they see no need of taking care of their parents.
耶稣基督说：“你们这些假冒为善的人，你们用嘴唇尊敬我，心却是远离我的。”
Therefore, Jesus said, "They are just hypocrites and people who honor me with their lips, and their hearts are far from me."
所以，这样拜神的态度也是枉然呐。
Therefore, the worship, they worship me in vain.
旧约对于孝敬的父母啊，经节也是很多。我们参考出埃及记的二十一章。
There are also several examples of honoring parents. Let's read Exodus chapter 15.
二十一章。
Excuse me, chapter 21.
出埃及记二十一章。
Exodus chapter 21.
十五节。
Verse 15.
出埃及记二十一章十五节。
Exodus chapter 21, verse 15.
二十一章十五节。打父母的必要把他治死跳过来读十七节
Let's skip to verse 17
咒骂父母的必要把他治死这里谈得非常严重啊。
It is quite severe the consequence is quite severe
在当时的社会如果年轻人骂父母亲打父母亲这种人要拖出来用石头打死的
at that age if there were youth were to curse and also attack their parent he will be stoned to death
We will see the Zhen Yan's supplement.
Let's further read Proverbs.
We will see Zhen Yan's 21 章 Zhen Yan's 20 章
Proverbs chapter 20.
Zhen Yan's 20 章
Proverbs chapter 20.
20节
Verse 20.
Zhen Yan's 20 章 20 节
Proverbs chapter 20, verse 20.
20章 20 节
Chapter 20, verse 20.
咒骂父母的，他的灯必灭。变为漆黑的黑暗，咒骂父母的啊，他的前途，他的灯要灭掉，看不见光明啊。
If a man curses his father or mother, his lamp will be snuffed out in pitch darkness.
啊，看不到自己的前途了。
And they will never see their future.
我们跳过来看二十三章二十二节。
Let's skip to chapter 23, verse 22.
二十三章二十二节。
Chapter 23, verse 22.
你要听从生你的父亲。你的母亲老了也不可以藐视她常常我们的父母亲受的教育不一定比我们高啊。
Perhaps most of our parents have not gone through high education.
英文也不会讲得比我们好。
They may not speak fluent English as we do.
最主流的文化也不会了解得比我们清楚。
They may not have understood the mainstream culture
as well. 如果因为这样子我们就来藐视父母亲呢啊，这边提到说啊，不可以的。
And if we try to despise them, and according to the Bible, that is something that cannot be done.
甚至他的眼睛要被谷中的乌鸦鹰给啄出乌鸦给啄出来啊。
And then his eyes will be picked out by the raven.
我们来看箴言三十章的十七节。
Let's read Proverbs chapter 13, verse 17.
三十章十七节。
Excuse me, chapter 30, verse 17.
三十章十七节。
Chapter 30, verse 17.
戏笑父亲藐视而不听从母亲的他的眼睛必为谷中的乌鸦啄出来为雏鹰所吃这样的人他的眼光留着没有用他不了解什么才是神的道理、
This kind of people does not understand the words of God
所以留着眼睛也没有什么意义、啊、
What's the point of them keeping their eyes
所以眼睛要被 谷中的乌鸦啄出来
Therefore, their eyes will be pecked out by the raven.
因为连乌鸦他都懂得孝敬他自己的父母亲了。
Because even ravens know how to honor their parents.
啊，所以我们今天听了这番道理呢，是来照我们自己。
To have listened to this sermon tonight is to edify ourselves.
我们彼此来做提醒。
We serve this as mutual encouragement.
小弟今天在这边讲道理。
And today I speak here.
如果我自己是一个不孝敬父母亲的人,
if I do not honor my parents myself,
主耶稣说我是用嘴唇来尊敬他而已, 我心也是远离他的啦。
Just like what Jesus said, you only worship me with your lips, but your heart's not with me.
这样我拜神也是枉然的。
Then for you to worship me is in vain.
所以我们弟兄姐妹每个人都是一样。
And it is the same for brothers and sisters.
到底我们在生活上面有没有尊我们的父母亲, 啊, 就像圣经上所说的教训一样呢?
Do we in our everyday life honor our parents just like Jesus did?
看你的母亲。
Behold your mother.
耶稣非常重视伦理孝顺。
Jesus put a heavy emphasis on the family relationship.
看你的母亲到底我们要看什么呢?
What do we behold our mother?
诸位同龄们,我们不晓得我们上次什么时候仔仔细细地看一看我们的母亲呢?
I don't know when's the last time you look at your mother.
可能您仔细看会注意到她的头发越来越苍白了。
Maybe when you look carefully, you find some of the gray and white hair on her head.
她的皮肤越来越粗糙了。And
her skin and complexion become more wrinkled.
她的精神越来越衰老了。
You find that she's getting old by the day.
这一切都是出于爱呀。
And all these are the manifestation of love.
我们要来看我们父母亲对我们的辛劳。
Let's look at how our parents has toiled for us.
我们来看雅歌八章的第五节。
Please turn to Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 5.
雅歌八章的第五节。
Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 5.
新约，旧约809页。 八章第五节。
A Song of Songs, chapter 8, verse 5.
八章第五节, 那靠着良人从旷野上来的是谁呢? 我在苹果树下叫醒你, 你母亲在那里为你取劳, 生养你的在那里为你取劳。 这么提到说, 我们的父母亲, 我们的母亲呢, 真的为我们非常的辛苦。
What it says here is that our mother has gone through a lot of hardship for us.
生养的人,生养的,在那里为我们很辛苦。
The one who has given birth to us is the one who has suffered the most.
最近我才发觉到生孩子真的很辛苦啊。And
recently I've realized that how much pain that one has to go through labor.
我们有个姐妹她流产两次,那时候她还没有信耶稣了。
There was a sister before she became Christian, she had a miscarriage. For two times.
然后后来她又怀孕了。And
later on, she conceived again.
我每次打电话给她, 她都是躺在床上接电话。
Every time when I call her, she always talked to me on the bed.
她足足的躺了4个月。
And she actually lied on the bed for straight
为了保住那个孩子,
just to keep the child.
我说这个真辛苦啊。
And I said to myself, well, that is really hard.
她的先生在湾区上班呢,晚上回家还要煮饭给她吃。
And her husband worked in the day and still have to go home early enough to cook.
煮了一条鱼拿到她眼前,她说,哎呀,这个怎么那么腥,不要了,她的味道闻起来都不一样,改变了。
And sometimes when the husband cooked the fish, she would complain that it's too fishy. She didn't want it.
所以真的,光怀孕,有的人真的就很辛苦啊。
And I could see much pain that one has to go through pregnancy.
但在古代哦,生产是很危险的。
In the past, delivery is a dangerous situation.
请问拉结怎么死的?
And how did Rachel die?
拉结圣经上讲说,临产艰难,她难产死掉的。
And the Bible says that she has gone through a difficult birth, therefore she died.
请问以利的儿媳妇,菲尼哈的太太怎么死的?
How did daughter-in-law of Eli and also the wife of Phinehas died.
圣经上讲说她猛然疼痛,屈身生产,也是难产上面死掉的。
The Bible says that she experienced extreme pain, which means to say that she had experienced difficult birth and died.
当然现在生产比较安全一点了。
And of course, it's much safer to have given birth today.
我有个亲戚,生了两个孩子。
I have a relative who have two child.
每一次都是 C-section, 都是剖腹啊。
Each and every time she has to go through section C.
我们不要以为这个很简单啊。
And do not think that it's an easy matter.
不相信我们这边的小朋友, 你拿刀子划自己的肚子,划一刀看看痛不痛。
And I'd like to contest you to cut open your tummy.
And
it is indeed a very hard thing to do. And I think that even a smooth birth will be a difficult one.
在美国, 他们希望, 哦, 太太生产的时候呢, 先生到产房里面去,
In the United States, the doctors will usually encourage a husband to be present with during the labor of the wife.
我很听话,
so I listened to the physician, so I went into the ward.
哦，我觉得那真是一个很可怕的过程哎。
And let me tell you, it is a dreadful experience.
哎，我好像啦啦队队长在那边喊加油加油这样子。
And I'm just like the
cheerleader, huh?
Cheerleaders, trying to cheer her up.
对，这事实上是叫跟她一起喊 push 了啊。
And in fact, it's just to remind her of pushing it.
哦，我觉得真的，我那时候我。 那人呢，真的是用了她吃奶的力气在做那种 push 的动作。And
I saw my wife using every bit of her strength just to push.
好不容易头出来了，那个婴儿的头出来了。And
out of so much pain that she has gone through, finally the head of the baby.
怎么又缩进去了呢？And
how come all of a sudden that it retracted?
我再 push.
So she pushed again.
哦，后来那个婴儿真的出来了。And
eventually the baby came out.
哎，奇怪了，怎么后面跟着一个东西出来呢？
And I was surprised to see something that followed.
我以为是双胞胎啊。
I thought it was a pair of twins.
可是第二个出来的好像没有脸也没有嘴巴，哎呀，糟糕，这叫什么东西呢？
And I thought, well, the second thing is not there isn't a head and body to it. What is it?
后来才知道，原来是一块胎盘呐。
And later on, I found that it's umbilical cord.
哦，这个生完产之后呢，第一件事情就是打电话回家。
And first thing after the labor, I called home.
哎呀，妈妈，以前都不晓得你生孩子这么辛苦啊。
And I told my mother that I didn't know that how much pain they've gone through for giving birth to me.
有的人生产24小时都还撑不出来，也有的。
There are even women who have to experience more than 24 hours.
其实有时候养孩子呢，跟生孩子一样辛苦的。
Often we find that it's as difficult to raise up our children. As delivery.
我一个朋友，他生下儿子之后，第一件事情，赶快检查身体，看看有没有六根手指头啦，六根脚趾头啦。我一个朋友，赶快看看孩子哈，有没有六根手指头、六根脚趾头，检查一下。
I have a friend. When their child was born, he quickly look at try to examine his child whether they have six fingers or six toes.
啊，很紧张啊。
And he was very panicked.
我另外一个朋友，他生下一个孩子呢，他的肠子太短了。
There is another friend of mine. When the child was born, the child's intestine was too short.
那医生就只好在那个baby的腰呢，划一刀，把肠子拉到腰间来。So
the doctor has to cut open the abdomen of the baby just to reroute the intestine.
那个脏东西哦，常常就随时随处。 就流出来啊！And
you could see some of the excretion that just come out anywhere.
那个妈妈很辛苦，她每隔半个小时、20分钟呢，就要擦那个脏东西啊。And
every 20 minutes, the doctor has to wipe clean of that wound.
这样做了大概一年还是一年多啊，才那个肠子长长了，再接回去那个正确的地方啊。And
I think they have gone through about a year of surgery before that problem was fixed.
在要手术缝回去的时候，护士这样讲。And
before the nurse and also a physician has sewn together the wound.
他说他做了这么多 case 哦，没有一个 case 像这样那个伤口这么漂亮的啦，就是那个妈妈真的是照顾得非常周到啊。She
said that she has never seen a wound that is so well taken care of. That means to say the mother has taken great care of the baby.
我说这个小孩子长大，如果真的不孝顺哦，这个做手术的第一个坐来打屁股，真的。And
I was. If this child were not to dishonor their parent, the first thing I would do is to spank him.
有问题的孩子很难养，其实没有问题的孩子也是很辛苦的。
Sometimes we think that problematic children are difficult ones to be to raise up, but rather some of those children who had no problem are also difficult to raise up.
有位传道去访问一个家庭。
And there was once that I visited a family.
一位传道,
there was a preacher who visited the family.
敲敲门,
so he knocked at the door.
门一打开, 诶, 怎么这个妈妈跟她的婴孩两个都在一起哭呢?
And when the mother came to get the door, He found that the mother and the baby were both crying.
那个妈妈跟传道这样说啊,
and the mother told the preacher that,
这个传道啊,
I didn't know what to do with this.
带婆换了也哭, 奶喂了也哭, 就是不晓得为什么,
doesn't matter what I do, even I change the diaper or feed the baby, it just keep on crying.
哭到,
so the baby couldn't stop crying, instead she began crying.
啊, 实在是有时候养孩子不容易啊。
It is indeed very difficult to raise children.
现在的妇女哦, 有时候为了要帮助家庭, 还要出去工作,
and we find that women today have to work as well.
啊, 当然我们在组里面尽量鼓励, 如果经济好, 啊, 尽量在家看孩子啦,
I would like to encourage those who are financially affordable, maybe the mother can stay home.
啊, 因为全世界的婴孩没有一个 没有一个人的爱呢，可以代替母亲的爱啦。
Because there is no other love can surpass the love of mother.
但是有的人真的是不得已啊。
But many people just out of no choice.
我记得有一个孩子，那时候大概小学四年级啊。
I remember there was a child about when he was in elementary grade four.
他妈妈呢需要去台湾有个西门町哦，摆地摊呢。
So his mother used to go to the night market to sell things.
西门町摆地摊哦，是要跑警察的，警察一来哦，啊，就要赶快跑的。
And at the night market, those vendors will have to run around, and because the cops will come any time to chase after them.
啊，然后他就叫他儿子一起去，说，哎，你的工作就是帮我看警察，警察来的时候你就大声喊，妈妈就赶快跑。
So she told her son that, well, your job tonight is to tell me. To alert me if the police is coming. So let me know, we'll run together.
警察真的,
so all of a sudden, the son saw a police.
妈妈, 赶快,
so he quickly alerted his mother.
她妈妈身材蛮矮的啦,
so the mother was rather short.
哦, 不过动作很快啊,
but she was very quick.
这个大地摊的布四个脚这样, 一拿, 哇, 我赶快跑啊,
so she grabbed hold of the merchandise by the corners and quickly just run.
边跑边回头叫儿子说：“儿啊，你要跟上啊！”
And she, while she was running, she reminded her son to follow her closely.
啊，跑跑跑啊，躲到那个西门町有些公寓啊，那个阳台上面去了，大楼阳台上面去了。
So sometimes they will hide on the balconies of certain buildings around that night.
儿子终于赶上他啦。
And then the son finally catch her up.
啊，他等到儿子走近的时候呢。 儿子看到他掉眼泪，跟儿子这样说啊。
And then when she saw her son, she wept and told her son.
妈妈对不起你哦。
And she said that, well, as mother, I think I have not treated you well enough.
这么小就让你受苦了。
And you have to suffer with me, at this young age.
那个孩子哈，心中就立一个志向。
And then the son determined.
长大之后呢，绝对不会让妈妈。
That when he grow up, he will never let his mother suffer again.
这个啊，不晓得有没有人有种过番茄的经验哈？
I don't know any one of you has experience of growing yam.
番茄 tomato.
Or tomatoes.
那个番茄开花之后哈，那个花会渐渐凋谢。
Do you know that the flowers of tomatoes? Tomato trees, it will wither away after it blossoms.
那后面呢，跟着一个青色的果子呢，就渐渐长大。
And you will see a little green bud at the end. They will begin to grow.
你看到这个花呢，没有凋谢，好像不忍心凋谢，为了就叫护着后面那个青色的果子，让它可以继续成长。
And you saw that the petal of the flower just didn't want to give up, just want to help. The bud to grow into fruit.
常常我们的母亲就像这样子。
Many times our mother is just like this.
他们年纪已经很大了。
They are already old.
但是他们不忍心凋谢。
But they didn't want to wither.
为的是要护着我们这个青涩的人生。
All they want is just to protect our young and innocent, ignorant life.
看你的母亲。
Behold your mother.
我们除了看生养之外呢，我们要看母亲的心。
Not only thinking about how much pain mother has gone through the labor, but also have to look at the hearts of mothers. Please turn to Luke chapter 2.
路加福音第二章。
Luke chapter 2.
二章的三十五节。
Chapter 2 verse 35.
路加福音二章三十五节。
Luke chapter 2 verse 35.
二章三十五节，三十四节。
Chapter 2 verse 34 and 35.
西门给他们祝福，又对孩子的母亲玛利亚说，这孩子被立是要叫以色列中许多人跌倒，许多人兴起，要做毁谤的画饼，叫许多人心中心里的意念显露出来。下面这句话，你自己的心也要被刀刺透。常常啊，一个做母亲的心呢，啊，有一种被刀刺透的感觉啊。
Sometimes the hearts of mother were pierced.
因为养孩子的过程当中呢，常常不小心就会被刀到了。
Because in a
中文说，儿行千里路，母心千里足。小孩子走一千里的路呢，母亲的心呢就一千里追过去了。
There's a Chinese saying that a son who travels 1,000 miles, but the heart of mother has also gone.
有一位传道人跟我们分享他出国的故事。
There was a preacher told me about some of his story in the foreign land.
古代呢，要出国什么时候回国都不知道啊。
In the olden days, ancient time, if you were to depart from your home, you would never tell when you will return.
他说又想起那个风萧萧兮易水寒呐，壮士一去兮不复还呐，就是觉得说不可能再回来了这种感觉啊。
And you have that thought of going out and not be able to return.
所以他就跟妈妈这样说啊。
Then he told his mother.
妈妈，你现在哦，就把他当成哦，从来没有生过我这个儿子就好了。
And he told his mother that, well, why don't you just think that, just forget about me, just never had this son before in your life.
妈妈听到啊，就掉眼泪了。
The mother wept.
怎么可能呢？
How is that possible?
你是妈妈心中的宝贝啊。
You are the treasure of mother.
妈妈怎么可能把你忘记呢？
How can mother forget about you?
所以她说不小心的，这个就拿刀子捅了妈妈一刀啊。
So the word has accidentally pierced the heart of mother.
就像玛利亚一样。
Just like Mary.
你看耶稣基督被钉在十字架的时候。
When Jesus was crucified on the cross.
耶稣手被钉，就如同钉在玛利亚的手一样。
When the nail was put on Jesus' hand, it's just like the nail has put on Mary's.
耶稣被鞭，就好像鞭在玛利亚的背上一样。
When Jesus was flogged, as if it was flogged on. The mother.
耶稣的心被刀枪刺了，就好像刺到玛利亚的心脏一样。
And when Jesus was pierced, the heart of the mother was pierced.
所以我们说，今天我们的青年同龄的们，我们不要常常没事就拿刀在砸我们母亲的心呢。
Today, as a younger generation, do not pierce the hearts of your mother.
我们常常觉得哦，我们在家里最好的出气筒就是我们的妈妈。
Sometimes we think that the best way to release our anger is a mother.
这个反正欺负妈妈是我们的成就感嘛。
Because perhaps by taking advantage of our mother is a sense of there provides us some sense of.
所以我们常常觉得对同学好得不得了，对妈妈好像垃圾一样。
Sometimes we treat our friends so well that we treat our mother just like trash.
实在我们要再一次的想一想。
We must think again.
哦，也许我跟你们分享过一个故事。
Maybe I haven't shared with you this story yet.
有一个男孩子呢喜欢上一个女生啊。
There was a boy who loved a girl.
这个女生说呢，你如果表示要爱我呢，把你的妈妈的心掏出来给我看嘛。
And this girl told the boy that if you really love me, just take the heart of your mother to me.
哇，这个男孩子心中非常的挣扎。
And then this boy was struggling whether what didn't know what to do.
怎么办呢？
What can he do?
左思右想啊。
So he think about it once again.
在一个有月亮的晚上。
And so on this one nice weather evening.
他拿一根刀就把妈妈的心脏一割呢，把那个心捧在手里面，赶快跑，要跑到他女朋友那边去啊。
So at that very night, He took a knife and took out the heart of his mother and quickly ran to his girlfriend.
想不到跑的时候跌倒了。
And out of a sudden he fell on the ground.
心不见了，心掉了。
And the heart fell off on the ground.
哇，赶快到处找啊。
So we quickly look for the heart.
终于找到了。
And finally he found it.
拿在手里面。
And he took the heart.
脏了。
And then the heart was filled with dirt.
把它擦一擦。
He quickly cleaned up the heart.
突然间那个心对儿子说一句话了。
And suddenly this heart told his son.
儿啊，你刚刚跌倒受伤了没有？
The mother asked the son, you just fell down just now. Did you hurt yourself?
常常我们用来一根刀呢，把妈妈的心给挖出来了。
Sometimes we pierce the heart of our mother and took her heart out at the same
time. 但是呢，她依然的关心我们自己啊。
But our mother has always always concerned for us.
真的看你的母亲。
Behold your mother.
看到她的心在为我们淌血。
And look at how her heart was bleeding for us.
看你的母亲。
Behold your mother.
我们看约翰福音十九章。
Let's look at John chapter 19.
约翰福音十九章。
John chapter 19.
二十七节。
Verse 27.
十九章二十七节。
Chapter 19, verse 27.
十九章二十七节。
Chapter 19, verse 27.
又对那门徒说：“看你的母亲。”从此那门徒接他到自己的家里面去。我们看二十八节。
Let's go to verse 28.
这是以后耶稣知道自己的事已经成了，为要使经上的话应验，就说。我渴了。这篇圣经记载说，耶稣看你的母亲的一个目的呢，就是要让门徒接母亲呢回到自己的家去奉养啊。
The reason why Jesus told the disciples to behold their mothers is because he wants the disciples to go home and take their mother home.
我们再看三十节。
Let's go on with verse 30.
耶稣成了那处就说成了。
When he had received the vinegar, he said, "It is finished."
所以，同学们，如果主耶稣基督呢没有对主对他的妈妈做一个适当的安排呢，耶稣不敢讲这句话成了。
And if Jesus had not seen that her mother is well taken care of by the disciple, I don't think he will ever said, "It is finished."
那个成了不只是救恩成全而已，是做个人子的本分都要完全做到才有办法成了。
For him to have said it is finished, it means that he has to do all the responsibility that he had as a human.
所以今天我们即使为了救恩的事情在忙，为了事业事情在忙，我们也要来花时间照顾我们的双亲呢。
Today maybe we are busy in our own work or busy with our own schooling.But we have to also take time out to take care of our parents.
事实上，提摩太前书这样跟我们讲说呢，孝信双亲是用学习的。
And in the book of Timothy, it says that to honor our parents with is just like
you need to be learn 要学习呀、啊，
just
要学。
We have to learn to honor our parents.
这个爱小孩子是天性。
It is an instinct for us to love our children.
但是爱母亲呢，要学。
But to love our mothers is something that has to be learned.
那个有一个作家叫张爱雅。
There was a
作家了哈。
Writer. There was a writer by the last name of 张爱雅。
他有一次呢，生了一个孩子呢，请他妈妈来帮他照顾。
There was once that she had a child, and she requested her mother to come and take care of the child.
那到中午的时候呢，他儿子正在睡觉。
And it was at noon when the child was sleeping.
他妈妈竟然要把他的儿子摇醒，不让他睡觉。
And her mother, she was surprised that her mother tried to wake up the baby.
他就跟他妈妈讲，怎么可以呢？我要让我的儿子多睡一会儿。
She asked her mother that why are you doing that? I just want to let my son to sleep longer.
他妈妈说，是啊，我也是希望我女儿晚上多睡一会儿，所以我只好摇醒你的儿子啊。
She replied,
那如果现在睡的话，晚上就不睡了。
She said at the same time that, well, I have the same concern as well. I want my daughter to sleep well at night because the baby might be sleeping too much in the afternoon and waking up at night.
所以大家都想到自己的小孩，很少人想到自己的父母亲呢。
Many of times we only think about our own children, but we never think about our parents.
我们说要学习孝顺哈，我们应该跟大卫来学习啊。
When we think about honoring our parents, we must learn from David.
大卫在逃亡的时候还懂得先安置自己的父母亲啊，有一个安身立命的地方。
When David was in exile, has settled his parents at a.
扫罗到处在抓他。
And Saul was looking for him everywhere.
想想到底要把我父母亲放在哪里呢?
And David was thinking, where should I put my parents?
啊, 原来曾祖母住摩押地啊,好了,就把他放在了摩押地好了。
Then he discovered that his grandmother was in the land, a great-grandmother was in the land of Moab.
啊, 所以, 我们要常常跟大卫支派的人来学习啊。
So we must always learn from the tribes of David.
我们来看那个创世纪的44章。
Please turn to Genesis chapter 44.
创世纪44章。
Genesis chapter 44.
30节。
Verse 30.
40章30节。
Chapter 44, verse 30.
我父亲的命已在童子的命相连，如今我回到你仆人我父亲那里去，若没有童子我同行三十一节。我们的父亲见没有童子，他必死。这便是我们使你仆人我们的父亲白发苍苍，卑鄙惨惨的下阴间去了。三十节。Verse 30。三三节哈。Verse 33。现在求你容仆人住下，替这童子做我主的奴仆，叫童子和他哥哥们一同上去。三十节。若童子不和我同去，我怎能上去见我父亲呢？恐怕父亲见灾祸临到我，恐怕我见灾祸临到我父亲身上。这边提到这个雅各的第四个孩子啊，很有孝顺啊。看到便雅悯要被捉了，他说拜托了。
And look at how the when the fourth son Benjamin was
那个便雅悯快要被关起来了，老四啊，犹大说关我了，不要关我弟弟啊。
So when Benjamin was about to be
captured, huh?
Captured,
put in jail.
Put in jail. And the eldest son trying to protect him.
Judah, huh?
Judah tried to protect him.
啊，他说关我了。
He said, "Why don't you just keep me as well?"
犹大本身是有妻子、太太的，只有太太儿女的人呢。
Judah was married with children.
他如果被关起来，他的太太、小孩怎么办呢？
If he were to be jailed, how about what's going to happen to his wife and children?
但是他不忍心看到自己的爸爸悲悲惨惨的下阴间呢。
But he didn't want to see his father to go. Go down to the grave in great hands.
侍奉精神就是不伤父母亲的精神啊！
This is the spirit of honoring parents.
啊，真的不要让使父母亲来伤心了。Do
not allow our parents to be sorrowful.
箴言的23章。Please
turn to Proverbs chapter 23.
今天我们怎么样不让父母亲来伤心呢？How
can we let our parents not sorrowful?
跟犹大来学习呢？Let's
learn from how can we learn from Judah?
23章。
Chapter 23:24。Chapter 23:24。艺人的父亲必大得快乐，人生智慧的儿子必因他欢喜。我们今天怎么样让父母亲不伤父母亲的心，让他们欢喜呢？ How can we keep our parents joyful?
我们至少要做个 decent person， 做个艺人呐。
At the very least, we must be a righteous person.
哎，凡事做对的事情。
We should do all the right things.
做一个智慧的人,
to be a wise man.
什么叫智慧人呢?
How can we be a wise man?
敬畏神就是智慧的开端呢。
A person with wisdom is the person who honor God.
所以我们今天如果常常敬拜神, 常常做一个decent的人, 做一个好的人, 我相信我们父母亲就非常非常欢喜了。
If we always keep our honor God and also do all the good things, we will be...
Our parents will be very pleased.
Our parents will be very pleased.
您觉得第三个我们要跟路德来学习?
And thirdly, we must learn from Ruth.
路德懂得分享自己的生命了。
Ruth didn't know how to share her life
with others. 我们在学校所做的事情,
The things that we do in school.
我们在公司所发生的事情,
The things that happen in the place of work.
我们要懂得跟他们分享, 因为他们也很关心我们呢。
We must also share with our parents because they are concerned as well.
我们仔细看哦,
If you look carefully,
所有孝顺的人都是犹大支派的, 很多都是犹大支派的。
And if you look at all those people who honor their parents are from the tribe of Judah.
所以神特别祝福犹大支派啊。
Therefore, God has blessed the tribe of Judah.
君王要从犹大支派出来啊。
And there will be kings from the tribe. And Messiah will come from the tribe.
所以我们不要觉得今天我们孝敬父母, 我们的福气这一代人看不到。
do not look lightly on honoring our parents because the consequence you will never find in your
generation.
And there are people who honor and who abide by the Lord's commandments, and the blessings shall pass on to generations.
所以无论是大卫，无论是雅各的弟老四犹大，无论是路德，他们都是属于这个支派，所以这个支派大蒙祝福啊。
Regardless of Judah, David, or Ruth, they are all among the people of the tribe of Judah.